time for the ODEC and Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Well, we've hit that point, that tipping point. By the way, we observe the world during the ODEC. That's what we call it, the ODEC.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
The observation deck. We had that when I was a kid. My dad built us a treehouse, and he built a crow's nest. You know that term?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you call the top of a ship? Mm-hmm. Was that the crow's nest where the Bugs Bunny would go up to the top of that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he would fire a cannon straight down, and it would sink the ship, but the crow's nest would still be above water. My dad built us this treehouse, and we had a crow's nest, and I thought that was so magical. You could go up there so high.
See forever.
Yeah, see for forever. Almost to the top of the house. So, as we observe our world, I see a story where more than half of people now get their news from social media. I figured it would be even greater than that, but now it's the majority. This is according to an official study, official bit of research that was done by research people. 54% get their news from Facebook, X, or YouTube. And that has overtaken TV and news sites and apps. So TV, only 50% of people say that they ever watch news on TV.
That's higher than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it is. But I think I bet you if you took out the news networks, you know, the cable channels, I bet you it would be much lower.
Yeah.
And apps, which is generic, 48%. Joe Rogan, the most widely seen personality, almost a quarter of the population say that they have come across news or commentary from him in the previous week.
That's amazing to me. I used to listen to his podcast back in the day. I haven't listened to it a lot lately. But I never, you know, 5 years ago, 7 years ago, watching him, I never imagined he would be the biggest guy in America one day.
Yeah.
That the president would go on with him. And mm-hmm. that any mover or shaker didn't really do anything until they went on Rogan.
And he's an Austin guy now.
Yeah.
Moved his operation to Austin. Also, they say that the biggest shift in news media has been the move to personality-driven news.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'd like to plug 7:15 today is our news segment. And how many people tell us that their primary source of news is news
so
in the news?
Mm-hmm.
But we just got to where we don't like the raw vegetables of just tuning into a newscast. People like a little personality, or they like a little POV. I want attitude with my news. I want a certain kind of flavor to the news. So they'll tune in to something that's a little bit more spicy than just the, this is what happened and here are the facts of what happened today. Nobody likes that anymore. But the problem is once we move to personality-driven news or podcast or interview shows, what's happened is politicians now realize they can just bypass the tougher traditional media that ask you antagonistic questions or ask you tough questions. You can go on with a podcaster or an influencer that's going to give you a softball interview. Mm-hmm. You're going to be able to be personable if you have that in your arsenal to actually be personable. And it's going to do you a lot better. People will actually watch it because it may be entertaining rather than sitting down with 60 minutes while
lamestream media.
Yeah, lamestream media. Why would you go on lamestream media? So it's changed. It's changed. Now you can bypass journalism and go straight to people. That's the other thing we have now with social media is a politician or a newsmaker can deliver a statement directly to the public. Back in the old day, you would release a statement with your publicist, and then that would be released to news media outlets, and they could release part of your statement with their own commentary fact-checking you. Now, you can just release it to your millions of followers, and you think that your millions of followers are going to go, I want to seek out a critical view of this statement to find out if everything in here is indeed.
It's in all caps. It must be right.
It's right, so...
It's a very, very dangerous trend.
I know, but aren't we, the consumer, kind of the problem? Is because yes. We have an operating system that's always set to be gamed because we want to be amused or entertained. We want to be moved. We want to have emotion. Rationality is not fun.
Well, I would say that's part of the problem. Definitely the consumer is part of the problem, but the people that are feeding the consumer are also a part of the problem. The first to really heavily promote the echo chamber as not an echo chamber, but this is actually factual journalism you're getting, or the people who are bypassing lamestream media or discrediting the media constantly, that's also a big part of the problem.
Yeah, but they wouldn't do that if it didn't work on us, and right. We didn't want them to do that. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talk to that they swear that their news channel is the one is fair.
Yeah,
sure.
They say that they're right down the middle, and I'm telling you, I'm talking left and right say right. This exact same thing, that no, the one that I watch tells the truth. Mm-hmm. The other ones are the ones that are not. And yeah, I think that the consumer ultimately is the one who, you know, we're humans. We want what we want. And now that things have become so democratized, we can get exactly what we want at all times.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but we've been able to be gamed for a long time.
Sure.
And that hasn't happened until recently.
But there were rules when there was a centralized kind of media. And not that the centralized thing didn't have problems, because it did too.
Right.
But yeah, you're just counting on the honor system.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like, is the honor system that fun? Not really. Let's just have fun.
Let's rip some people.
Let's everything be JFK just captured the Loch Ness Monster and rode it into space. I like those stories.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Those are a lot more entertaining than municipal bonds may be a sign. There may be some fraud going on. All right, and then how about this? I don't understand how some people can do this. But a guy walks into a shoe store in Detroit. This is caught on camera. He goes straight to the shoe aisle, drops his pants, and goes bad.
Oh,
wait, what?
He does hell. Right there in the shoe aisle.
Why?
Then he pulls up his pants and walks out of the store.
Did he have beef with that?
No. That's store? The thing.
Oh. So to speak.
Was he unhomed?
Why are you asking that?
Maybe he just didn't have a good place to go.
Maybe
he didn't want to go outside, so he went inside.
No, and the employee says he came straight into the store, didn't talk to anybody, went straight to the shoe aisle. He didn't even try to hide it. He just pulled down his pants. Didn't even wape.
Good.
Walked straight out to a car and left.
Legend.
The store has a bathroom.
Make you a legend.
The guy says he walked in the door at 10:13 and was out the door by 10:17.
Pretty fast.
And the way it's written here in the story, amazingly enough, the man who dropped his ballasts had an acquaintance. The store employee said, quote, the other guy walked into the men's department, and I didn't see anything happen in the men's department, but it just seems like they came in just to do this because they didn't talk to anyone, didn't grab anything, nothing, made a beeline straight to the shoe department, used the bathroom, and left. And the guy that actually used the bathroom was probably in his 50s, and the guy he was with was probably in his mid-30s. The guy he walked in with and left with had a nice car, burgundy Cadillac, nice outfit, clean cut. I don't know what was going on, says the employee. So is this a...
some dare or...
Yeah.
Some penalty for losing fantasy football or...
a guest booking league? Somebody lost? Yeah. I don't know. I don't know, but how many stories have we had about an argument taking place or... And then one person just dropping trowel and then going to the bathroom right there. How is everyone at the ready to do that at a moment's notice?
Well, I don't think everyone is at the ready to do that.
You know what I'm talking about, though. Remember the video of the woman who got into the, it was like road ragey type incident? You were the one who all talking about this.
Me?
Yeah. And she walks over to that car.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
The front of the car and pulls down her leggings and just paintballs the front of that car with something that was less than solidified. It was horrible. But she
These are very isolated incidents.
But they're scarring incidents. Everyone's not ready to do something
that ridiculous.
Well, just a lot of people seem to be. And I don't know whether that's... Do these people suffer from ulcerative colitis, or is it a IBS situation to where they're always at the ready?
This one sounds like it was targeted. He had a beef with that store or with a shoe company or
something, yeah,
with the person who cleaned that aisle, or, and he was waiting until he was ready to unload, and then he went in there and unloaded.
Have you ever had a beef with a shoe company?
He may have. I don't know.
He called his friend and said, hey, it's go time.
Hey, do you still own that burgundy Cadillac?
Come pick me up. We're going to the shoe store.
The shoe store.
Last time I was in that store, the guy who cleans that aisle made me move when I was shopping for shoes, and I've never forgotten
it. He wants a movement, I'll give him a move.
Right. I'll give him something to move.
Have you ever witnessed someone doing that in public?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Whoa.
Yeah, so back when I used to be a runner... Before a marathon, for example, the New York Marathon, you start on that Verrazano Bridge, and before the race starts, you're in your start chute, and there is nowhere to go. And I saw men and women hanging it over the side of the bridge going number two.
Oh, my God.
Because it's either that or go in your pants.
Oh.
You're about to start a marathon, so you want to be as light as possible.
How about take care of that when you wake up that morning?
Well, you try to, but then, you know, if you're at the start line and you get nerves and things start flowing. I can't tell you how many people I've seen go to the bathroom on the side of the road or on the road at the beginning of a foot race.
So you saw marathon women?
Yes.
Hanging over the edge, and they're staring at you, going all tomato-faced.
Anybody who's done that race can vouch for that.
That's crazy. I would just wait till next year. I'd say, well, it's not going
to happen. Yeah, that's not my year to do the marathon thing. That, and we see these videos of people that go bad bathroom, like number three bathroom, during a marathon, and they just keep running.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I appreciate their commitment to a goal.
All bets are off when you're running a marathon. You will go anytime,
that
anywhere.
That bet is never off. That will never be off. I think you just bail out of the marathon.
Yeah.
You just you get on your phone, you call a helicopter, you get taken out of there.
Now, in fairness, I've seen men do this more than women. I've only seen one woman doing it. Oh. Most of the women, like at the start of the New York Marathon, are going number one. I've seen a ton of that. Mm-hmm. On that bridge. But I've only seen one woman do it on right before the start of a marathon, number two.
Did you get her number?
I did.
Gross.
So just like pressed up against the chain link, kind of bending it out over the water.
Or... Yeah, just kind of using the chain link as a strainer.
As I recall, it was there was not a chain link part on that bridge. It was just, it had like a grate that you could...
Uh-huh.
Go down a level.
Oh, okay.
A level? So there was, I mean, it was like falling to the ground, or
no,
was there?
It was falling to the next level below.
So it could hit a vehicle?
Yeah. Desperate times.
Yeah.
Oh. Isn't that illegal? Like, how aren't these people arrested for it?
I've seen that in the tour, watching the Tour de France also on TV, where a rider has to just get off the side of the road. Pull down the pants and let fly.
But he stops. He at least pulls over. And
now, if you go number one.
Gorse bush or something.
Number one, they can go off the bike.
You didn't need to add the specific bush. Kind of bush.
Yeah, number one, you can go off the bike. But number two, obviously, you got to get off the bike.
So is it illegal to go in nature like that?
No.
You don't think there's any laws against that?
It's supposed to be, but I guess if you have 1,000 people lined up to run a marathon, you're not going to...
Yeah.
What are you going
to
do?
Like, is it legal for you to go out in the woods and just do that? As long as you're not trying to... That you're not exposing yourself to some other person, you're allowed to dung on public lands.
Well, that's what hikers do, don't they? And then they bury it?
I can't tell you how many times I've urinated outdoors. a million in my life?
Oh, well, sure, yeah, but the other.
I know, but the other more
never
more serious. The chain link strainer kind.
Hold on,
I'll have to count those up.
You've done that before?
I'm sure I've done it in the middle of nowhere on a bike ride. I'm sure.
But not
I've
through a chain link fence.
But not through a chain link fence and not on a gorse bush. All right, Gordo, that is the ODEC 634 on the ticket. Coming up next, a visit with Rangers skipper Bruce Bochy.